This one also generally goes pretty well because it's a between groups design. That's what we're used to. That's what we tend to look for. That's sort of the place we start, is we sort of assume things are between groups design and then see if we see anything that shakes us from that. The difference between these two is whether our dependent variable is quantitative or qualitative. Remember, any quantitative variable can be turned into an ordered category, and where you put that cutoff can change the results that you get. Some interventions are really important for improving B students to A students. Other interventions are really important for changing D students to C students. And so where you place that cutoff, what you call high and low performer, can literally change the result you get in a chi-square and might make the result different than the ANOVA. When we calculate the mean for a group, we're hiding a lot of information. The reason that we compare means, it's not because it's the best idea that a statistician ever had. The reason we compare means is it's one of the first ideas that statisticians had, and it seems to be similar to what we're hoping for. But stop and think about it. Is a mean comparison what you really want if you're going to give advice to individuals? See the problem? Just because this group's better on average than that group doesn't mean the damn thing's going to make it better for you. So there's an individual issue, and there's also a measurement issue. You'll see all sorts of examples of where means don't represent much. And you should be watching for those, and that should cue you of where you might want to put the boundary in a set of ordered categories. Take that data out of the ANOVA, put it into the chi-square, and see if the story changes, depending upon how you operationalize and define that variable. Is whether or not patients receive therapy related to whether or not they improve? Is the mean anxiety different whether or not patients receive therapy? So whether or not patients receive therapy is in both. That looks to be the between groups qualitative variable. Each of the others has, the first one has a qualitative outcome variable, the other has a quantitative outcome variable. So let's dwell on this one a little bit. The difference between chi-square and between groups ANOVA is the use of the word more. And more what? That's the word we have to look at. We have to pay careful attention to how the word more gets used and allow that to influence which statistic we think we ought to be using for the most direct test of the research hypothesis. So the question was whether different types of computers, PCs or Macs, had different failure rates. Failure rate. That looks like it tells us something, but it doesn't. It's like, we'll do better. Lots of ways of operationalizing that. The research hypothesis, PCs would have a higher failure rate. Two different researchers were hired to run experimental evaluations. Researcher number one, 50 computers of each type, had researcher assistants working in shifts following a protocol, keep each machine working continually for 24 hours, and count the number of times each machine failed and was rebooted. So my two conditions are PCs and Macs. I'm trying to convince you that I had good ongoing equivalence. We probably didn't take a computer and then randomly assign it to PC or Mac and then build it as a PC or a Mac. But PCs and Macs bought from a store are going to be treated as a fairly consistent manipulation, and we're going to treat that as an IV. Okay? Because there's no, why is that a PC? Because it came from a PC store. Which means the materials got there essentially at random. So the data we have are the type of computer, definitely qualitative, and the number of failures during the 24-hour test, definitely quantitative. So we're going to use a between groups ANOVA. The research hypothesis is PCs will have the same number of failures as Macs. Now, technically, this should say the same mean number of failures. But this is a fairly common bit of slop that you want to look for. People talk about more here and less there, but they're only going to compare the mean. There are other things you can compare besides the mean, and we'll look at those as we go along. PCs will have more failures than Macs, is the way we would represent the research hypothesis. Researcher number two also has 50 computers working in shifts, keep each machine working continually for 24 hours or until it fails. So the data we have now is the type of computer and whether or not that computer failed. A binary, categorical, dependent variable. Because we have two qualitative variables, we're going to use a chi-square. Now notice this. Same number of failures implies a quantitative variable. For each computer, we have the number of failures. That's a number between zero and something awful. Here, same number of PCs as Macs. Here we're counting failures for each machine. Here we're counting the number of machines that fail. You with me? They're not the same. Look at the use of the word more in the research hypothesis. PCs will have more failures. More PCs will fail. So more of a count implies a quantitative variable looking at a mean difference using ANOVA. More participants that do something, in this case fail, implies whether or not they do that something, a qualitative variable, and a chi-square. It's all about the use of the word more. And one of the things that you should be, at this point, a little bit suspicious, when people use words that used to be really strong markers, difference, change, more, now you're less certain that they've actually given you all the information you need. And you start asking for operational definitions instead of fluff. And when you hear operational definitions, you will often discover that the reason we have replication failure is that we measure our dependent variables differently. We call it the same damn thing. I can show you research from meta-analyses that we did for a journal a couple summers ago, where it looked like we're not getting any consistent results on this one particular technique, that the teaching technique that was a big deal. A whole volume of a journal was being done on it. And we're doing a meta-analysis of the 40 articles being published altogether. And things weren't consistent. Well, yeah, they were. Because they let each person decide what good and bad cutoff would be. When you went back to the original data and did ANOVAs on everybody, they almost all agreed. The couple that didn't, it made obvious sense why, because of the population shift. If we then put everybody in the same high-low cutoff, again, all but a couple of them matched. And so I have fussed previously, about the importance of methodological and design consistencies when we're looking for replication. Now I'm whining about dependent variables. How they're measured, how they're categorized, how they're put into data analyses. One more look at this pair. The purpose of the research was to compare the efficacy of two therapies with the research hypothesis that cognitive behavior therapy would work better. What the hell do you mean? Well, it'll be better. What kind of better? Better. Then peer counseling therapy. The first researcher had 30 patients, each receive one type of therapy, after which their therapist determined whether or not. Now, I know what's being measured. I know it's qualitative. I know that my null hypothesis is going to be about number of patients will improve. I also know that this really should be same proportion. Because remember, chi-squares actually test for proportion differences, not frequency differences, but you're going to see this all the time. More of the patients taking CBT will improve than the patients taking PCT. The other one, 30 patients each received one type of therapy, after which a score was obtained. That score kind of implies quantitative. If you know the Beck Depression Inventory, you know that it gives a quantitative score. And so now we're talking about an ANOVA, we're talking about mean comparisons, and a research hypothesis about the direction of the mean difference. Remember, as data analysts, we insist on research hypotheses can be nulls.